Thursday after Ash Wednesday, evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God, of thy pity unto us, thy children, bend down thy ear in thine own loving kindness, and all thy people's prayers and vows ascending, hear we beseech thee. Look down in mercy from thy seat of glory, pour on our souls the radiance of thy presence, drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness, lightening our footsteps. Free us from sin by might of thy great loving, cleanse thou the sordid, loose the fettered spirit, spare every sinner, raise with thine own right hand all who are fallen. Glory to God the Father, everlasting, glory for ever to the sole begotten, with whom thy Holy Spirit through the ages reigneth co-equal. The Lord is my love and my refuge, in him I place my trust. Psalm 143. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress, he is my stronghold, my saviour, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him, mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a shadow? Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my love and my refuge. In him I place my trust. Blessed the people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 143 continued. To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. You set him free from the evil sword, you rescued him from alien foes, whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth, our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind, our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings, happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed the people whose God is the Lord. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. A Canticle from Revelations 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. A reading from James chapter 4. Be God's true subjects. Stand firm against the devil, and he will run away from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. You that are sinners must wash your hands clean. You that are in two minds must purify the intention of your hearts. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Responsory. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. If a man will lose himself for my sake, says the Lord, he will find his true self in life eternal. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If a man will lose himself for my sake, says the Lord, he will find his true self in life eternal. Intercessions. God enlightens us with the grace of the Holy Spirit, that our lives may be filled with justice and faith. Let us proclaim his mercy in our evening prayer. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Lord, unite bishops, priests, and deacons more closely with Christ through the mystery of the Eucharist. Renew in them each day the grace of ordination. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Nourish the faithful with the food of Christ's word. Feed them with the bread which is his body. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Grant that we may respect the dignity of everyone redeemed by the precious blood of your Son. Let us never violate their rights or their conscience. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Save all from the blind pursuit of wealth. Make them sensitive to the needs of others. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Be merciful to those who have left our world today. Give them everlasting happiness. Lord, give life to the people redeemed by Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, be the beginning and end of all that we do and say. Prompt our actions with your grace, and complete them with your all-powerful help. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.